Welcome to The Food Files. In this episode, we are taking a hard look at the influential research being conducted at Oklahoma State University's Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center. Joining us today is Dr. Patricia Reyes-Duarte with Unleashing the Potential of Fermented Grain Systems.
You're making bread, you can make it from sourdough. And sourdough is when you let the dough ferment by itself using the same microorganisms that are in the dough. You're not adding extra yeast from other sources. So almost you can see this as a spontaneous fermentation because microorganisms are everywhere and every system has its own microorganisms, the ones that will eat whatever is there. So when you have grains, each grain and their products have specific microorganisms that live there, and then at the opportunity they will ferment. They will eat the resources there and produce some bio compounds that are helpful in many ways to humans. We are very interested in probiotics because probiotics, by definition, is live microorganisms that you're adding to a diet of a host. So for humans, you have to consume microorganisms. An example would be your yogurt. The cultures that are in the yogurt are eaten live, and those microorganisms then go through your intestinal tract and then have beneficial effects in the yogurt. They produce a lot of good compounds as well as lactic acid. And the compounds, the great majority, are called lactic acid bacteria. So we have humans and animals have microbiota that live in our intestinal tract. We also have microbiota that lives in our skin, in every part of our body. There are microorganisms that live there. Mm-hmm. In our intestinal tract, they are super important because they produce vitamins, and they also help digest our diet. And so there is a common, we benefit from their presence, they benefit from what we eat. We are ill or we get sick from eating something or some alignment has happened. Most of the time it has to do with something that we ate or some effect from it. It could be that we were so tired and then we were susceptible to something that we ate that had X, Y, and Z. So the microbiome, we know that they are related to other things, related to our mood, our intellect, the way we feel in general, our health in general. So when we will consume probiotic, it will inhibit the pathogens, and it will also form its own. When you consume probiotics, you bring back balance.
Thank you, Dr. Duarte. As a component of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, FAPSI helps to develop successful, value-added businesses in Oklahoma to bring products, jobs, and dollars back home. To stay up to date, visit FAPSI.biz.